He will bring to your remembrance things. He will transform us with the simplest of truths. I'm reminded whenever I speak something about that of the minister that was up in a cabin in China waiting to die. Tibet, I think. Because he was worn out. If you ever heard Mark Bontaine or read any of his books, he was big on Jesus loves you. And someone came to his door and knocked on the door that he didn't know, and they simply said, Jesus loves you. Told him what he had told millions of people, literally. And the yoke was broke. And the devil was defeated. And he was refreshed and renewed and restored. And off he went back to serve the Lord. Coming soon. The Lord is coming soon. Peter said, the end of the world is coming soon. Peter said. Peter lived a long, long time ago. Peter wrote a long, long time ago. And he said, the end of the world is coming soon, therefore be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. And then, as we know, Peter continued, and later he said, now listen, the Lord's not slack in his promises. People say, well, you know, he said he was coming. He's not so great. God's not good. God's dead. God's all this kind of stuff. And they try to comfort themselves with ignorance. And whenever we try to comfort ourselves with ignorance, that's ignorant. You know, it doesn't bother me a bit to say to myself, Roger, that's ignorant. You know, God lights up the dark spots. The end of the world is coming soon. And our Lord is coming back to earth again. But when I read coming soon, I immediately just had in my heart, the end is coming. I'm not prophesying the end of the world. I'm telling you that the truth is, and no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the problems, no matter what we're facing, no matter what, the end is coming. James said, rich people, you should rejoice because your riches won't last forever. If you've come to know the Lord, you should be rejoicing because that's what's going to last forever. You know? The end is coming. And if we can look beyond whatever it is that's in our way, I will look into the hills. My help comes from the Lord. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. My circumstances are not bigger than Jesus. My fears are not bigger than Jesus. My blessings are not bigger than Jesus. You know? I love the blessings of the Lord, but I want to tell you, I don't want the blessings of the Lord to block out the blessing of the Lord. Amen. You know, coming soon. Coming soon to a spot where you are. You know, I don't know when, a long time ago, they started the Black Friday sales, you know. And oh, man, you know, people would line up outside Walmart for the Black Friday sales. Then it became, you know, cool. The ladies showed up in their pajamas for the Black Friday sales, you know. And they did that for so long that now they show up at Walmart in their pajamas all the time. You know? You don't ever have to get dressed anymore if you don't want, because your pajamas are stylish. Anyway, you know, the thing is that they've been talking about Black Friday. Well, then Black Friday wasn't enough. They had to come up with Cyber Monday. So that must be tomorrow. Big sales. Big sales. Well, wonderful. Coming soon. Coming soon. We know something about someone coming soon that's bigger than all the advertisements in the world. He's coming soon. If someone doesn't know what they're going to do, we can assure them the Lord is coming soon. And when they come up with a Martha that says, well, yes, I know that he's coming. I know that he will rise in the end. We can say, no, today. Today, if you hear his voice. Today, would you just believe today that the Lord is coming into your circumstances? Would you just believe that the Prince of Peace is coming, and would you just receive the peace that he has? Because his peace is coming soon. When's it coming? As soon as you step into it. Because he said, my peace I leave with you. It's coming soon. If we can speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and remind ourselves, it's coming soon. Coming soon. Last week, one of my jail kids had texted me, and he was concerned about his ex-girlfriend's grandmother. And he wondered if I could say a prayer for her, and if he would give me the number, if I would text her and tell her who I was and say a prayer for her. I said I could, and I said I would, but I think it would mean more to her coming from you. He wrote back and he said, I figured you were going to say something like that. And then he wrote back the next day and said, man, you were right. He said, now I feel what you've been talking about, because I told him you'll say things that you didn't plan to say. He said, and I know what that is. He said, that's the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Now this is a young man that knows nothing. Knew nothing, but knows everything. That we might know him. That we might know him. He's coming. Before you pray, he knows what you need, and he's coming. He's here. He's here. He's here. And he's coming soon. He was, he is, and he's coming again. You know, those things make our spirits leap. And when we speak those things with confidence and faith and the power of the Holy Spirit, they make other people's spirits leap. See, everybody doesn't understand that he's on his way. He's on his way. He's coming to my house today, like Zacchaeus had him. I'm coming to your house today. It's like Jacob when he wrestled with God. And Jacob said, the Lord was here and I didn't know it. To everyone, anywhere, you can say to them, the Lord's been here. Because the Lord is everywhere. Coming soon. Coming soon. This thing about the scriptures that says this is the confidence we have that when we pray we know that he hears us is not just something to repeat. Nor is it just idle talk to say when you tell the devil to go, he's got to go. He has got to go. I mean it, go! And yes, he pretends deafness. He continues to look to see whom he might devour. I woke up this morning and I came out to the kitchen and I turned on the light, and there's a we have a gray rug in front of the sink, and I looked at There was something on the rug. It was a baby shrew, I think. A miniature rat, whatever. You know, it was just a little bitty thing. I looked at it, and it didn't move. The cat didn't seem interested in it. I don't know if the cat killed it and left it laying there. I didn't know if it was dead or alive. I kept looking at it. I got a glove. I mean, it was so little, I could have just picked it up and thrown it in the trash. But I put on a glove, and I decided, okay. And I picked it up quickly in case it was going to try to scurry off. I went to the door and I threw it out in the driveway. I'll have to look on the driveway and see if it was dead or if it was alive. Just a little bitty thing. Couldn't have stood up to me for a minute. I could have just stomped on it, but then I had to clean the rug. But sometimes we let little bitty things like that knock our faith over. It's just a little thing. Just a little thing. But the devil comes and convinces us that it's bigger than we think. But if we quickly say, no, 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 I won't fall for that foolishness. Satan, you have no business here. And believe that what God says is true. And believe that when we say go, he has to go. Remember that when Jesus told them to go, they went. And Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. You see, we stack line upon line upon line upon line until we get to that point where, yeah, that's right. It might take... Have you ever argued with anybody? Did you quit after your first statement? Should have, exactly. But they come back with one, and even when we're thinking I shouldn't, we got to come back with another one. And we keep going until we realize we aren't going to win or until we're feeling like we won. Well, you see, we always win when we take authority in Jesus' name. And so since we've won, shout the victory. Amen. We all got a hallelujah on that one. We all got one. We all got one. We all got one. And if we listen, when we say we all got one, we got one. We've got one. And then if we keep listening, we got another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have authority. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. And we can know what God will do, what it says in his word. He'll do for you. In that mighty name of Jesus, we have the victory. So I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, pick up your weapons and flee. For the Lord has given me authority to walk all over thee. Amen? Amen. That's not foolishness. It's only foolishness to those that are perishing. I am not perishing. Say, I am not perishing.
I am not perishing.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, we've got the victory. Coming soon. How soon does Jesus come when we call? He's actually been there in the room waiting. Because nobody loves you like Jesus. Nobody cares about you like Jesus. We don't want to give Jesus the impression that we don't believe how much he loves us, do we? right? We don't want to give. I don't ever want to give my wife the impression that I don't love her. And we really need to be cautious about giving anyone the impression that we don't love them. With Jesus' love. There's a difference in Jesus' love and the love that wants him to move in with you, you know? He's coming soon. He is coming sooner than we think to our circumstances. I don't know about the end of the world, but I know this. A lot of people's worlds are ending today. And a lot of people are standing before the Lord in judgment today. Because a lot of people die every day. I just read this morning that there's like 2 billion people who claim to be Christians. 2 billion. 2 billion. That say they are Christians. So they are our brothers and our sisters. God will decide how Christian they are. Just like God will decide how Christian we are. How strong our faith is. How much we believe. He knows how much we say. He knows how much we do. He knows how much we need to grow. He knows. And Peter says, you got to keep adding to your faith. By the Holy Spirit, he said, just keep adding to your faith. Just keep adding. We have opportunities all the time to add, don't we? We have opportunities to add mercy because people need mercy. Or we need mercy, and that reminds us others need mercy. And we realize, if I need more mercy, I need to give more mercy. We need to add patience. I need people to be patient with me, and I need to be more patient. Add patience. How many times do you think even today you'll get an opportunity to add patience? I bet you we all get at least one opportunity to add patience. I bet we do. You know? And since we're thinking about it, we're gonna find it's gonna be like, you know, the old English of the outdated thing of diagramming sentences where you got this one that goes off and then that and then it's got that and it's got the little thing that comes down and then it's got another little thing and just little things. Oh, there goes another rubber tree plant. You know, it's like, oh, keep adding and adding and adding. See, we need to be reminded to add to our faith. Why do we want to add to our faith? Because we want to add Jesus. I pray that every one of us would have the opportunity to be mocked because we're so carried away with our faith. You know? I hope we all have a soon opportunity to have someone say, you're one of them. Why do you praise the Lord all the time? Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. It makes me feel good. I like to feel good. It makes me feel, we get lifted up whenever we praise the Lord. We get lifted up whenever we praise the Lord. Woo! That feels good. Praise the Lord. Woo! People, a whole stadium goes crazy when somebody rides a bull. They're hooting and hollering. Praise the Lord, I'd be hooting and hollering too if I rode a bull and stayed on a bull. I'd be concerned about getting off if I was staying on a bull, because it's going to be a bounce when we hit. We all bounce once in a while. We get thrown sometimes. When a bull rider gets thrown, out comes the clowns to distract the bull so that the rider can get away. Jesus don't have to distract anything. He just comes and picks us up. It's coming soon. It's coming at just the right time. I don't need to get all burned out trying to feel, why isn't he coming sooner? Why don't I declare he's here? He's just here. The Lord is with me. He is with me. Trust me, the Lord is with me. I'm so thankful the Lord is with me. You have to say that till you hear it. And then when you hear it, you go, oh, yeah. He's here. Become as a little child. Something happens with a little child, mama, daddy, grandma, grandpa, perfect stranger can pick them up and say, it's okay, it's okay. A stranger might say, your mama's coming, it'll be okay. Where? A little kid's smart enough to right away look and say, where? They might pitch a little bit of a fit, but that intrigues them that somebody's near. You might be the stranger that inserts the comfort. And you might not even know you did it. You might not even know you did it. God reminds me that if you're in Walmart or you're somewhere and you're pushing your shopping cart and someone comes, and not everybody uses their blinkers in Walmart, you know. And somebody just is feeling so bad that they pulled out in front of you or that they cut you off, you know. And your simple smile and you're okay. You had the right of way. Have a great day. Might just be the thing that changes everything for them. Because when you, as a child of God, when you, as a lover and a believer in Jesus, speak, the blessing of the Lord goes out in your speech. The seeds and the fruits of righteousness go forth from you. And they accomplish abundantly above and beyond what you could hope or imagine that they accomplish. But if we think about the fact that something changed right there, what can we do as we continue on? We can pray over those seeds. We can thank the Lord for the opportunity to shed Jesus. You bear in your life the power of God. And so he travels with you, and he's coming soon to somebody else through you. You see, coming soon is not intended just to be a scare people into the end of the world's coming, because they all use the part that the people used against Peter and say, yeah, you say that, but it hasn't come yet. The end of the world is coming. The Lord himself is coming with a shout and the voice of the archangel. He's coming then, but he's here now. He's here now. And he's in you. And he's with you. And he's for you. And he's for all those people that need to know his soon coming. To experience his presence. His presence. You know, I talk about the jail all the time, but I learned so much there. Just from this fact of I have been having to adjust to how closely they listen. Sometimes I think that I'm boring them, but it isn't that at all. They are listening. And they are growing and they are absorbing. And so when they come in, they don't want to waste time messing around. They're listening. And they're so grateful to hear the truth. It's changing their lives. And I don't want to lose that simplicity of what they're experiencing. I want to appreciate what God says. I want to respond to what he says. I want to listen because it's life. We don't quit getting more life from the Word of God. Next year, it'll be 35 years since we marched around this land and ultimately did the whole dig and dedicate the land and all of that. And in 1988, there's in the concrete, it's written down there, 1988. And we've just begun to learn. We've just begun to grow and just begun to know. There's a lot of people that need to know what we know. They need to be encouraged with the fact that soon God's going to hear you. Soon God's heard you and now he's going to help you. And he's here now. He's coming again, but he's here now. People need to, you know, because if you've ever talked to anybody about that, you've had somebody that said, and think about that. Because you see, so many people somehow have been deceived with the idea that I go to church and I'm a Christian. But a lot of those same people don't want to bother Jesus too much. A lot of those people don't expect too much from Jesus, and they're just hoping that they'll go to heaven someday. But we know. He has comforted us with words so that we can comfort others with the comfort that he has given to us. What's the desire of our hearts? This is my desire. I want to honor you, Lord. In all I do, I want to honor you. So I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone with every breath that I take. I give myself to you, Lord. We have that that's always going on. Always going on in our lives. But don't let go of that. Don't let go of that. So then when you don't let go of that, when you are afraid, he's coming soon. When you are riding on the clouds, he's coming soon. He will keep you. The Lord will keep you. He will keep you. Keep his closeness on your heart and on your lips. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Just be there. Be present. Be aware with the good news. Be a John the Baptist, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make way for the Lord. Make way for the Lord. Just open up. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory will come in. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You are coming again, but you're here right now. And we praise you for the opportunity, open doors of opportunity for us to just put in a wedge for you to slip in to people's lives and hearts and minds. And you get all the glory and you get all the honor and you get all the praise. And we just rejoice with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.